mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I just had the most amazing, unbelievable Twilight Zone, Outer Limits interview I have ever had. We have had the CEO of Applied Digital on, their chief scientist. Everybody's going to have a chip. We'll have to have it to buy and sell. We've had their distributors on. They all say the same thing. But here's this police chief in a major city of New Jersey saying that, yeah, the government says we've all got to have chips to buy and sell. Good. He'll enforce that. And he's gotten the microchip. I mean, are you getting how body snatcher weird things have really gotten? We're going to re-air that interview tonight in the 9 o'clock hour, first hour of the broadcast if you missed it. You got to call everybody you know. You know I rarely say this. And tell them to tune in tonight or to hear that again. I might even re-air that the last 30 minutes of that in the last 30 minutes tomorrow. I mean, that just totally blew me away. I mean, there you have it. And the Attorney General in Mexico making his employees take it. And they're going to make us take it, and that's the Army's plan. And you just heard the police chief. And I don't even think he's evil. I mean, overtly. I think the guy is just totally delusional, totally lost touch with reality, and just, you know, just trust everything. The Founding Father said, don't trust the government. And I said that, and he goes, I got to go. This interview's ending. That he's just such a servant, a drone of this system. That was unbelievable. Ron Paul's coming up in 28 minutes. The congressman to talk about the new Real ID Act. I got a bunch of news about new torture information, a bunch of police state news, what the economy's doing with the stock market gyrating out of control. But right now, let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. If your guest was still, by the way, I lost his name. What's his name again?
His name is Bergen County Chief of Police Jack Schmittig.
Okay. If he was still on, I would want to question him about this one thing.
He hung up. Yeah.
Yeah. He was ignorant about a lot of 6 to 8 to 10 big facts that you.
No, I gauged him, and I'm not saying I'm able to assess everybody, but he's a useful idiot.
Yeah. There's a big scandal going on in New Jersey having to do with genetic data banks, and the state legislature.
That happened in North Carolina. It birthed for 30 years, 32 years now. It's a federal program. They take those ampules of blood. It's not the test for blood diseases. It goes into state databanks.
Yeah, but my point is that the legislature had specifically forbidden the state police to. They put strict limits on the growth and the purpose of the.
They always say that they selectively enforce it,
but they jumped right ahead of their limits. And there was a New Jersey Network documentary on that, a call-in show called Due Process, and they even, this is incredible, Alex, because at the end of the show, all the participants in the show agreed, and they made a bet with the Gloucester County prosecutor to come back in 10 years and to see. If our rights are either present or completely taken away, and he said he'd come back in 10 years. Now I'd like to see. I have a tape of that, and I'd like to see what the heck is going to happen in 10 years with our rights.
Well, forget 10 years. The globalists are going to carry out terror attacks long before then and go to the next level unless we totally expose them.
And
that total revolution of understanding.
Right. And the other thing I want to mention is this is a completely different subject, but
it's
pretty
seconds.
Important. You had this in 1985. You had the CIA linked to a huge bombing that killed 80 in Beirut, and the
and now it's come out the CIA blew up a plane load of Cubans, just a passenger plane, and did it. I mean, it's endless.
And Senator Leahy wanted to investigate these 7 covert operations that were going on at that time, and they're still going on unchecked all around the world, Alex.
But let's just be naive. Let's not believe the Founding Fathers. Let's just mindlessly trust and give all our rights up. Everything will be good then. Thanks for the call. Clyde and Cheryl and Terry and many others, your calls are coming up. Bunch of news and Ron Paul.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 23 seconds into the second hour. Congressman Ron Paul joining us in about 20 minutes for the rest of the hour. I'm going to blitz through your calls, give you each about a minute and a half. In this segment that I'm going to get into the latest torture news, sexual torture at Camp X right now, one of the interrogators has gone public. The first-hand eyewitness involved seeing all this, just absolutely amazing, and just a bunch of other important news. I have to tell you, if you missed it or stations that just joined us, last hour I had one of the most incredible interviews I've ever been privileged and blessed to have with Bergen County Chief of Police Jack Schmidig, who took the microchip last month, and some of his other employees are getting it. And I said, if the government makes us take them in 10 years to buy and sell, will you be for that? And he says, yes, of course. I trust the government. I am the government. And I said, so we'll be forced to take it. And he said, yeah. And I mean, he just came right out with it. And then I said, well, the founding fathers said don't trust the government. He said, I got to go. I'm ending this interview. And we've got to get a transcript of that. Then the 5 minutes after it, when I came back in the last segment, responded to it with some footnotes. We've got to get links to the stories and kind of build a page on that. And we will do that. That'll be up by tomorrow, maybe even tonight. But that'll be re-aired tonight in the first hour from 9 to midnight. I'm going to re-air that interview. Absolutely unbelievable. I mean, it's just, It's so incredible. Let's talk to Kyle in Colorado. Kyle, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to comment on a couple things having to do with that fellow with the microchip in his arm. I'm an electrical engineer, have been for a lot of years. There's a couple problems that he probably doesn't know about, that you may know about.
If he gets in an MRI, it'll explode.
That's not the only thing, but that is absolutely correct. One of the problems are that those implantable chips are burned out not only by MRI, but by a taser, stun gun, a lightning strike nearby, whether or not they get hit or not, or by an EMP. Every one of those will destroy that little chip. They are not hardened. Something that small is not capable of being military hardened like we do with radio transmission towers and the like that. So if he's wearing it for medical problems or for medical reasons, he's very likely, especially as you've reported, someone gets tasered because they look like they're having a diabetic shock reaction. Guess what? That information is gone, and they can't even use it once they do get the kind of help.
Well, he said it's not going to be Big Brother, but then he says, yeah, if we have to take it, we will. He admits total Big Brother, but says it's not Big Brother.
Isn't that goofy? Also, another thing, there's one other hazard of those things to the person themselves, is those things the way they work, any kind of RF response, is they respond or retransmit, it's a transponder, back when they are beamed with a certain frequency.
I hear you. Listen, I got to let you go, Kyle, because we were going to have the congressman on in about 20 minutes, but his schedule's so busy, he's coming on right now to talk about the Real ID Act. We'll continue to talk about the police chief that just got the microchip and said, if we all have to take it, we will, and he'll enforce that. I mean, that was unbelievable interview from New Jersey. We'll get back into that. He said that's not Big Brother, folks. That's a good thing. We'll get back into that Twilight Zone behavior in a few minutes. I hope to have the congressman at least until the bottom of the hour, the next 20 minutes or so. Congressman Ron Paul, thank you during your incredibly busy schedule for joining us, sir.
Good. Good to be with you.
Side issue, but I'm sure you've heard about how this company Applied Digital is pushing implantable chips and the Attorney General in Mexico ordered his employees to take it.
I'm not up on that like I should be, but
I'm sure
I just know briefly.
But I'm sure you've heard about the chip.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I just had a police chief on from Bergen County, New Jersey, and he said he's taken it, and he doesn't have a problem with it if the government makes us take it.
It should be the opposite way. You know, if you're working for somebody, maybe they can, you know, practice a little bit of surveillance on safety for a plant or something, but not when the government does it. That's a different story entirely.
But that ties in, doesn't it, Congressman, to the Real ID Act? I mean, this ID.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is my big concern, is that the chip is going to be put into our wallets. And what really worries me about the Real ID is that we've given so much power and authority to the Secretary of Homeland Security that he can do anything he wants with that, and there's to be no judicial review of what he does.
So I kind of started this interview improperly because I didn't know you were coming on right now, so let me preface it with this. These are my three or four questions.
Okay.
I'm going to shut up, Congressman, and let you do your 15-minute speech here because no one has studied this like you, and I can only commend our congressman from South Texas that we're so proud of. Congressman, you warned everybody that this did nothing with illegal aliens. Bush can selectively enforce it, just like with the last bill. He took the 2000 Border Patrol away. You said it was a Trojan horse. It creates this Pan-American ID card. It does all of these things. Please go over the deception first, how it was passed, and then the three or four provisions that you have so scholarly dissected.
Okay, first off, I think one of the most important issue is dealing with what will this do to help take care of the illegal alien problem. And this has been the argument that has converted a lot of conservatives to supporting the national ID card. And they say, you know, the proponents say, oh, this is not a national ID card, but if you look at it, it's a mandatory control by the federal government for every state to follow certain criteria, and then there would be a national ID bank. And in this bank of names and numbers and driver's licenses would be available to the government of Mexico and Canada. So I don't know how anybody can argue that it's not, you know, a national ID. Now, my argument early on was that, yes, there's a big problem with illegal aliens. There's a potential threat, you know, with terrorists coming in. But what we're doing is we're registering all Americans, and law-abiding citizens will then, of course, obey the law.
Yeah, why wasn't it just for immigrants?
See, that they would argue, well, how are you going to distinguish that we have to do everybody? And this whole thing is just, you know, totally out of control. To me, it's sort of like the gun issue, that, you know, guns can be terrible if they're in the hands of the criminal and they're committing crimes. But do we register? I mean, some people would like to, but our position certainly isn't that we register all guns of all law-abiding American citizens. But this ID card registers...
By the way, the gun group says, you know, Congressman... Larry Pratt and others at gun owners have shown how this is going to clearly be used in these databases to go after gun owners.
That is right. It's going to do exactly the opposite of what they claim. It's not going to get the illegal aliens. It's going to essentially register gun owners, because this ID chip that they're going to force on us can be altered any time by the Secretary of Homeland Security.
So it's a blank check.
That is it, and that's why guys like Larry are excellent on these issues, and I'm glad he was on our side on this. But unfortunately, we didn't have enough. Did you see the vote, the final vote in the Senate?
100-0.
100-0, and it was, you know, unbelievable funding for things we shouldn't be doing overseas. At the same time, the national ID card came in, and the Senate was absolutely asleep.
And they've still got the nerve to say it's not a national ID card when it's not even that. It's a super database card.
That's right. It's even worse. And just think about radio frequency stuff. You know, they can put radio frequency identification into our wallets, which means that they can identify our chip as we walk through. What if they put a GPS in the chip? And that technology.
Well, they can do that by connecting the transponder to the cell tower. They can then triangulate down to 15 feet like our cell phones. It does the same thing.
Yeah. So if you think Big Brother might come later, we better be alert to the fact that Big Brother is here and breathing down our neck.
Well, we're already thumb scanning in Texas and getting a digital photo. That was federally funded back in the 90s. Clinton did that.
Yeah, we're pretty complacent, you know, in Texas. You know, we went along and we were way ahead of the rest of them. We actually did it before it was mandated. Now, they will still argue. They will not only argue that it's not a national ID card, they will still argue, well, it's voluntary. States don't have to. We're not going to mandate it. But, you know, that just doesn't hold up, because if a state doesn't, every citizen there then probably couldn't identify themselves for anything like veterans benefits or Social Security or getting on an airplane. Every state is going to do it.
Whatever the federal standard is, that's what every business demands.
Yeah.
Can't get jobs.
And they wouldn't be able to open a bank account. I mean, the people are going to eventually, we have to have it. We have to have it, and we're going to be safe. And this is the way totalitarianism works. A lot of people look back at history and say, I wonder how they let the Nazis do this and the communists do this. But people are made to feel safer and secure, and they're willing to, and you hear their comments all the time. They say, well, we have to give up a little bit of freedom in order to be safe and secure. They've been saying that for 5 years now, especially, you know, since 9/11. They can repeat that. And you know as well as I do that a lot of this stuff they're doing had been on the books, had been proposed for years. Remember the Know Your Customer regulations on bank accounts? We defeated that up until after 9/11. So they have total monitoring of our financial transactions, as well as now it looks like our personal travel experiences will be monitored as well.
And that's just the beginning with these databases. And for those that think Bush is really going to stop the illegals, he openly wants amnesty, and now he's going to pay federally for the states to give them free health care.
That's right. And do you think that will cut down the incentives to come and bring their families? You know, if you had a work program that the families had no benefits and they had no Social Security benefits and they couldn't get health care and couldn't get free education, you know, I bet you we'd be a lot more tolerant of, you know, a work program than we would have this business of a promise of citizenship and amnesty. And, you know, that's why I've introduced a bill that would deny automatic citizenship just because they're born across the border.
Congressman, can you do one more quick segment?
Yes, one more quickie.
Yeah, let's. I want to talk about that bill, and I want to talk about ways to somehow defeat this national ID card. We'll be right back with Congressman Ron Paul.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Congressman Ron Paul joining us just for a few more minutes. He's there at the Capitol, still battling. The three questions we talked about during the break, Congressman, that was better radio than we're probably about to have right here. The three questions. Number one, you were talking about a bill you've introduced to try to stem the flow of illegals.
Right. I believe we have to amend the Constitution to make it very clear that when illegals come into this country, that just delivering a baby here should not give those individuals automatic citizenship. So my bill would change that and make the Constitution very clear that shouldn't occur, because that's too much of an incentive for people to come over and then automatically get on welfare.
What's that bill number?
I think it's 14, but don't. I'd have to look it up. I forget my numbers.
I'm sorry. Yeah, just draw that out of a hat on you.
Yeah.
The next thing is the states are saying they're not going to follow this, and I know what that means. They're going to double standard it and leave the illegals alone and harass us. But how do we force the states to do the right thing and say no to this? This legislation period.
Well, it's difficult, but I think some states now are getting sick and tired of Washington and sick and tired of Congress because we seem to ignore what they want at home, whether it's the Patriot Act or whether it's the No Child Left Behind. You know, Utah just recently passed some legislation saying that they don't want to deal with No Child Left Behind. So, you know, when it comes to the ID card. There should be a way. I don't know exactly what one state might like to do or can do, but if they because we've blown it up here, it's passed and the president's signing, so it is going to be the law. So now it is up to the people and the state legislatures to try to build up some resistance to it or refuse to use it or if you refuse to accommodate the federal government.
Now, I had the anti-immigration crowd on, who I agree with on most issues, last few weeks, and they couldn't get it. I'd say, here's the subsection. See, Ridge has shown when he gets money to stop the open borders, he doesn't use it. They're going to selectively enforce it. This is bad, and they just go, no, it's good. And I'm like, well, Larry Pratt says it's bad. Ron Paul says it's bad. Hey, this is bad. And they didn't want to hear the facts. I mean, I know you were talking to these guys. What's wrong with them?
I think down deep in their heart, they believe that if they take our position, they'll be offensive to Hispanics. And, of course, you know, from a libertarian viewpoint, we don't deal in groups. We deal with individuals and American citizens. So to me, it shouldn't be offensive, but people deal in politics up here, and they deal in block votes, and they think, well, if it looks like we're keeping out Hispanics and Mexicans from our country, therefore we disapprove.
But really, the corporations just want cheap labor.
Yep, and that's a big move, so that's another element to it as well.
The Patriot Act, they're telling us that it's so wonderful. Of course, the real provisions aren't sunsetted. This is a clause to expand it, as you've said. But now they're admitting it. Yeah, we want to, quote, strengthen it, and people are exposing the subsections. They're using it to go after Rubik's Cube makers, Rubik's Cube sellers, topless bars, pot dealers. They're using it across the board. Do we have a chance of dismantling the Patriot Act?
Well, you would think so, because if there's been any expression on any particular piece of legislation, it's been on the Patriot Act, where the people are saying we don't like it, and so many states and laws and states and communities have said so.
Five states, 400 cities.
See, yeah, and that tells you something's going on, and yet Washington seems to totally ignore that. The fact that the Real ID pass is sort of an expansion of, you know, the Patriot Act attitude. Now, the sunset provisions have to come up. There has to be a vote. It'll probably be an up-and-down vote on whether they're renewed or not. And right now, our president's in the driver's seat, and he's able to put a lot of pressure on all the Republicans, and some Democrats get frightened. They're afraid of losing their election, and they see momentum with the president. So he gets pretty much what he wants. So I would have to predict that Congress is not going to do a better job this year than they have in the last couple of years.
Last question. We got about a minute left. I'm sure you've seen it. They're going to put transponders in all the cars. It's in the Texas bill, in the inspection sticker. 6,000 miles of toll roads in Texas alone. Upwards of almost $4,000 a year total to drive. That's their own TxDOT numbers. How do we stop turning all the roads into toll roads, Congressman?
Boy, that's a tough one, but it's a state issue. The transponder will be for the purpose of being charged for driving. Is that it?
That's in the bill, yes, sir.
But that'll also be a way of telling you where your car is all the time, too.
Yes, sir.
So that means that people have to get on their high horse and get up to Austin and start letting them know the state legislature.
What's wrong with Rick Perry?
I don't know, but he has to have the legislature to go along with it to get this to be law. So, you know,
your Texas car will have a transponder, sir, in its inspection sticker.
Boy, that just so sounds wonderful, doesn't it? God, what are we doing to ourselves? And you'd think Texas would be ahead of the rest of the country, that is, in the defense of liberty, but sometimes I think we slip behind.
Well, we're a big state, so we're targeted.
Yeah.
Congressman, thank you so much for coming on.
Sure thing. Thank you.
God bless you. All right, your calls are coming up in a bunch of news. That was Congressman Ron Paul, the truth about the Real ID Act, the beast system.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Many others, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. We're going to have Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts on for a couple minutes. Talk about a way to take control of your life. 70% of your body is water, 73% in women, 70% in men. And it's where most of the toxins that cause cancer and other things are being deposited in your body. Plus, good, clean water tastes so much better. Your food tastes better. It cooks your food better. We'll talk about that just for a couple minutes and then go straight to your calls and then back into the news. But just a little plug here for the network, my friends, the network itself. I don't make a dime off this, but it supports a network that is the leader in free speech, in the First Amendment, in the entire Bill of Rights, defending this republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Ted Anderson, the owner of this network, has, over the last 6 years, put millions of dollars, everything he owns, into supporting this network, getting us the best satellites, getting us the best affiliate relations, supporting freedom. And they offer a service that really is vital to the network and also vital to you getting good information. For $7.95 at GCNLive.com, for those of you that listen online, You get unlimited access to all the archives of all the shows every day, uploaded within about 2 or 3 hours after each show. So listen in your own leisure whenever you want. And fast forward, rewind, all of that. Pause it. And for $9.95, you get a 16-bit stream on top of it, which is double the audio quality of the free 8-bit stream. And for a little more, you get a 32-bit stream that's like, you know, best audio out there. I mean, it just sounds perfect. Go to GCNLive.com, that's GCNLive.com, and get your monthly or yearly subscription to the site. We have 6-month subscriptions, too. They've been doing this now for about 3 or 4 years, and it's run in-house, right out of the network, folks. They do a great job, got a great crew running it. They also have a deal there on the website where you can buy whole months of the show on MP3 that plays in most even new CD players, not just in your computer. A whole month of my show, $19.95. Again, I don't make a red cent off that, but I really want to promote it because it gets the information out first and foremost, and secondarily supports this network that gets the information out. So GCNLive.com. Do we have Debbie? Let's go to Debbie Morrow now, and then we'll go to your calls. Debbie, good to have you on.
Hi there. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
You bet. Not only are these water filters the highest quality purification systems, and you've got a system that even cuts out fluoride that nothing else does, folks. I mean, even reverse osmosis only cuts 87%, I believe, is the number on that, with the average industry reverse osmosis system out there. And it's made in America, and you guys are the biggest sponsors of this network and the sponsors for our shortwave time, our world service, warning the planet. But that's, again, a secondary issue. The first one is stop drinking the water, herbicides, pesticides. Most big cities have tons of Prozac and Ritalin in the water and female hormones from birth control pills. That, just type it into a search engine. You'll get hundreds of mainstream articles. Stop drinking the poison water. These are great systems. I've been using them for 5, 6 years now. No, 6 years now, since 99. You got to get this new system. You guys have even improved on the British Berkey that you're the national distributors of. You've got the American-made black Berkey. You've got the university studies backing up that it's a new level of purification.
That's right. We actually have designed and developed a gravity filter that set a new standard for the water filter industry so that it actually takes the pathogens out to a non-detectable level.
And it's the same price as an Indian or Chinese knockoff.
That's right. And also, if you have one of those knockoffs, in most cases, our black Berkey purification elements do fit those other gravity systems, and you can go ahead and change them out.
When you pick up a black element, it is heavy. It is pure. It is solid. It's impregnated with a self-sterilizing system, I believe the silver. But,
yeah, it's self-sterilizing media. That's correct.
But then when you get the other ones at the store that cost the same price, they're hollow. You hear something jingling around in them.
Right. That's correct. And we really stand behind our product, and our whole heart is to get the best drinking water possible out there into the communities, into the homes, so that people can take control of their lives. And, you know, 70% of your body is even greater than 70%, I think, is water.
It's higher in women, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really important that we have a good source of water that isn't full of a bunch of chemicals. You know, I was thinking about it yesterday about how, you know, our bodies have changed so much over the decades, and a lot of it has to do with the hormones in the water and things, you know, that...
Yeah, girls didn't used to mature till 15, 16.
That's right.
And now, I mean, I see 10-year-olds that look like they're 18. I mean, this is a serious problem.
Yeah, pretty soon we're going to put the plastic surgeons out of work. They won't have to do implants from all the hormones in the water. It's
I don't want my children drinking this. It does bad things to boys. There's not just all the estrogen in the plastics and in the bottles and in the water that mess up our girls. With our boys, it feminizes them.
That's correct. That is correct. And, you know, we want to try and keep society a little bit the way it was before as much as possible. And so I highly recommend that whether they're on city water or well water or drinking out of a pond, a lake, we have lots of customers who collect rainwater. Our Berkey water fits the bill for everybody. It really does make a difference.
Well, you got the 199 units. You've got the 259 units. You've got the $20 sports bottles that are 35 at stores. You got it all, Debbie. You got videos. You got potassium iodate. Folks, you just give you a call right now. The phones are busy. Leave your name and number. She'll get right back with you. Here's the number. Write it down, folks. 1-888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. Take the Berkey Challenge. Drink out of this for a month and then try to drink tap water. I drink tap water. It makes me feel sick. My whole life I felt queasy when I'd guzzle a couple big glasses of water out of the tap growing up in Dallas. And now, I mean, I could just drink gallons of it. It's just so good. It makes you feel great. 888-803-4438 or go to BerkeyWater.com. And in the comments section, tell them what free gift you want. They got those free gifts there on the site, BerkeyWater.com, or do it at InfoWars.com and order there as well. Or again, my friends, 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
God bless. You're doing a great job. 888-803-4438. Don't forget, for the archives and the higher bitrate streams, GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. All right, right back to the calls. Thank you for holding them. We'll plunge back into news. We've already had a police chief on who's taken the microchip and says he didn't have a problem with the government making us all take chips to buy and sell. That was the most bizarre in-your-face interview I've ever done, folks. It is the creme de la creme, even worse than Schwarzenegger's lackey, Morgenthaler or Jones. That was bizarre, but this trumped that in Royal Flush or in Spades. And then we had Ron Paul on to tell you about what the Real ID Act really did and give you a legislative view of what's going on right now with some key issues. But it just calls the rest of the show in news. Tony in Colorado. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, my friend.
Good. I wanted to call because I was just talking with my dad back east, but about the plane that went over Washington, D.C.
You're talking about the Cessna.
Exactly. Is this just a dry run? Is what, you know, like in the course of, if you start to put the light on certain things, maybe they won't be able to do it. But is this
just
a dry run?
Well, in the last 3 weeks, they've done this twice. They've had little fake hand grenades being thrown. They've had little firecrackers popping at the British Embassy. And we have all the cases of admitted fake terror alerts, not just where they're wrong, but where they put them out on purpose. We have memos on this. We have real terror attacks that they carry out. So, of course, this is fear-mongering.
Well, so, but check this out. It's like, what are they, how about if, okay, technically, it's like my dad was in the Air Force, so he said, you know, that plane technically should have been shot down if it went down over, you know, restricted airspace.
Technically, I mean, there's a 60-mile no-fly around D.C., and it was, first it was 12, now they're saying 20 miles away. We don't know. It's far away.
Right. But
it's flying through a tiny corridor. I mean, my dad's a pilot, and I've flown with him many times in his little Cessna years ago. And there'd be big thunderstorms, and you're not allowed to go around them if there's military bases that are restricted. There's a lot of those in Texas. And I remember him having to do some serious maneuvers to have to get around this. My dad's a good pilot, flying since he was 14. And, I mean, he lands the plane back when he had it out in front of my grandma's ranch in East Texas. I mean, that's the type of guy he is. But there are little bitty corridors on these maps that you're allowed to fly in, and there's a little bitty corridor that this Cessna was in, and it got a little bit out of that corridor, which people do all the time. And if you get way off the corridor, they launch F-16s. They've done it thousands of times. But they didn't on 9/11, and they didn't do it this time. But go ahead.
Well, my point is that if they're doing the same setup as a 9/11 thing, what if they fill a Cessna with dirty bombs, whatever it is? There's the first little thought of... What are they planning? Because on October 13th...
Well, we did have the Cessna. People say that, you know, it entirely there was no reason for this. And frankly, there is some reason to do it. They should have just launched F-16s.
Let me just finish.
Okay. Because remember the guy that flew the Cessna into the White House trying to get Clinton?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
My point is that if they decide, okay, they go, okay, this is just a setup for the future... And they fly a Cessna in, and they go, oh, no, we have to shoot this thing down. And all of a sudden, that just happens to be a Cessna that's full of, like, dirty bomb. You're wiping out how much of an area of Washington, D.C. On October 13th or the 15th, something like that of 2001, Bush said that he was forming an underground government in case the whole government of our country
and
was destroyed.
And last year, the Congress, or actually in January of this year, passed the Doomsday Bill, signing their authority over.
Right, so... if this is a dry run on a
we don't know what they're going to do. We don't know what they're going to pull, but it looks like it'll probably be biological or nuclear when it's the big one. Thanks for the call. And a dirty bomb, I mean, is it one millionth of what the DU's done in Iraq alone? I mean, these dirty bombs are overhyped. And I hope the globalists don't carry out a terror attack, but if they do, I pray it's something a little like a dirty bomb that's just a bunch of fear-mongering. Because, I mean, even a big dirty bomb, even if it was dispersed at, say, 5,000 feet, you know, would just splatter maybe 10 miles, and it would tend to be in a line. And it's not that radioactive, the so-called dirty bombs. I mean, unless it was a really high-powered explosive that totally aerosolized it. So it's really just... I think they're building the dirty bomb scenario as one scenario. They don't want to really kill a lot of people. But, again, I don't know what tactic they're going to use. I mean, thank you, Tony, though. I don't really like to speculate too much on that. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I'm calling basically about the Real ID Act, but I just want to bring up for a short time the incident that occurred in Washington, D.C. yesterday with that alert.
The people running, screaming in fear.
Let me get to it, please. What, if you notice, if you looked at the video on the news in the evening, the only ones running and screaming, all right, were the plebeians, the support staff workers in Washington. Take a close look at those tapes. No members of Congress were running. And why? Because they knew this was no real threat. They didn't inform the other lower workers, support staff.
You know, I told people to tape that. I don't even know if my staff did, but if somebody taped it, please mail it to me.
Yeah. If you look, you'll see the actual Congress members walking at a conference.
If somebody recorded that on TiVo, please send it to me.
Because the fact of the matter is that they knew that that was not a threat. And it was reported in the New York journals today that government helicopters spotted that plane before the F-16s did. And they even reported it's just a Cessna problem.
Washington has over 85 attack helicopters. They have missiles in, 20 different sites on top of buildings. They did on 9-11, by the way. They always have. I remember watching TV in the 80s seeing Stinger missiles on top of the White House. That it was even if that Cessna, just like the guy with Clinton would have hit, it does nothing. A Cessna might weigh 1,600 pounds.
That's right.
It's aluminum tinfoil.
My point is this. Power.
It was the smallest. And now, last time I heard, they're charging these poor people that got a little bit off course, Ron.
Well, my point is this. The power structure knew it was not a threat, but they opportunistically used this to stampede the plebeians. That's what I call American citizens now. They're plebeians. To stampede the ignorant plebeians into...
For those that don't know what plebeians or neophytes are, tell them.
Yeah, this is what I think they're doing.
Tell them what a plebeian is, bro.
A plebeian? Okay. In ancient Rome, the plebeian were the lower-class rabble of people. They had no intellect. They were manipulated by the upper-class members of the Roman Senate, which were the patricians. And that's what you have developing in this country today in our modern times. And most of us are being put into the plebeian category, which now leads me to my second point about the real, I call it the real fake ID Act, okay? I call it the real phony ID Act. And I was right. I had a dispute with one of your guests about 2 weeks ago.
Terry Anderson.
That's correct. And I was right, and he was wrong.
No, I said you were right on air, but Terry wouldn't listen.
The problem is, Terry and other people like that, they're so desperate for something.
They want to believe.
They're like...
Problem, reaction, solution.
Right. They're so desperate for a solution. They're like a man who's dying of thirst. He'll take any water you give to him, even if it's contaminated. This is what happens, and they do this deliberately to people. Now, the provisions of that act are going to apply to everybody. That means even a guy like Alex Jones, whose family's been in the country 200-300 years, you're going to have to stand in that line and prove that you're a citizen. Now, I say, first off, what is citizenship? What are we if you have to prove that you belong here, okay? Secondly, there were ways, and they do have the technical ability, to sort out, you might say, the wheat from the chaff. They could have arranged that legislation with the use of the new modern computers that we have to determine that without imposing on the larger majority of people. In other words, I'm suspect whenever solutions for a problem say, don't just simply raise the bridge, let's lower the river.
But they're already saying they're going to selectively enforce it while promising them more free health care and tuition. It's a joke.
Sure. And guess what? The provisions don't take effect for 3 years. And you know why? I'm going to tell you what I suspect, and time and history will prove me right, that various groups are going to do end runs.
No, they're already doing it. They're going to call it a reform, and they're going to strip it.
Hold on. They're going to do end runs around this law by saying it violates international trade agreements like NAFTA and GATT.
And they're going to make it a regional ID, which it already is.
The only ones it will apply to...
No, it's the Pan-American Union.
...are American citizens. And by the way, this thing you're talking about, this Pan-American or this three-country ID base, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S.?
But see, Canada and Mexico already have agreements with others, so it's Pan-American.
Okay.
It's like a ship that has... Let me finish. It's like a ship that has interlocking bulkheads. Well, if you open the two in the middle, but you had all the others open too, it's Pan-American. You understand?
Don't do this. The only ones that will have all their data in that base are American citizens. And why? Because I know in a case of Mexico...
No, Canada, Mexico, all of them, they're not going to enforce it. They're not going to data mine.
Listen, they protect their citizens' information in international transfers. They give out very little to nothing. I could tell you for a fact that in Mexico, an individual was prosecuted for giving out information on Mexican citizens to Choice Point database company. So then you're not going to have all the info on Mexico.
Same thing happened in Venezuela.
Right, but you'll have it all on American citizens in there.
You absolutely know your stuff, Ron. Always good to hear from you. Ron, a retired New York cop. Ron, are you still there? Is he gone? I was going to ask him what he thought of that police chief from New Jersey. We all need to get our microchips. More of your calls coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side, and a lot of news. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I got a lot of news to cover, and I want to take your calls. They're always so interesting. A great, informed audience. But grab your pens and paper right now. While everybody else is raising prices and inflation is exploding, we have lowered the prices. I've got The last film I made before martial law, which is excellent, American Dictators, you buy one copy for $19.95 on VHS or DVD. Each additional DVD is $5.95. And I've got deals where you can get five of my videos in books, you know, for like $60. I got deals where, I mean, just all sorts of specials that we're running because I want to get the material out. Please get the high-quality VHS or DVD films. Please make copies from those. It's great that it's people are getting it on the web and downloading copies to disk, and that's better than nothing. That's very effective. But really, what's even more effective is to get the originals and get them out to people. Toll-free number to order. Martial Law, my best film is out, really a mini-series, three films in one, 3 hours long on DVD, 2.5-plus hours on VHS, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That number, if you missed it, they can answer all your questions about specials and what the films cover when you call. 1-888-253-3139. And you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The new film is $24.95. The second copy is $19.95. Next copy, $16.95. And he just goes right down from there. I want you to get a bunch of copies of it and get it out to people, and that's a way you can also support us. Go to Infowars.com to order the new film or the other films off the secure shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, my weekly TV shows, my best audio interviews from the show, all of my films, dozens of other films, e-books, PrisonPlanet.tv. And this new website that a great listener, David, up in Michigan built is a glossary or a bibliography, an encyclopedic bibliography. 98% of the 400-something articles that are in my new film, because a few were like from the 1980s and 90s, and he couldn't find those. But it's got to be like 98% of them are on that site according to the time code of the DVD and the VHS. And the website is, this is important, martiallaw911.info. Martiallaw911.info. Martiallaw and the numbers 911.info. We have links to it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Very impressive, and we thank him for doing that. We also thank the webmaster a few years ago that built SearchInfoWars.com for us, a great other website. These people are just absolutely fantastic, and I salute them and commend them. Let's talk to Mike in New York. Mike, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure to speak to you. I really appreciate you allowing me through. I just wanted to comment. I'm up here in Manhattan, and I have, you know, Bergen County's right next door. It is just amazing to listen to this police officer as a representative of the government.
A major city, a major county says that the government makes us all take microchips. He's all for it.
Yeah, I would love to ask him, you know, he's big on opinions and everybody being free to exercise and express his or her opinion. Well, what about when they do rifle this through and do make us all...
That's what I said. Are we free to say no? And he said, I think the interview's over.
Right. See, they always run from that. When you take them right to the wall, that's when they start.
And his argument for it was that he has a right to his opinion. Yeah, I have my right to my facts.
Yeah, but what about the rest of us who don't want to go sign up for this and who would rather carry our credit cards in our wallet? I don't think that's much of a burden to carry a credit
card
around.
But can you believe we're now having to have a debate about not wanting implantable chips? I mean, it's here, folks. We're now public officials all over. You need this chip.
Unbelievable.
They're the officials, the authorities. Anything else?
No, it's just...
Well, stay there, Mike, because you're bringing up good points, and you're up there by Bergen County and this creature, and I want to get more of your response to this than Alex in Wisconsin, Mark in Texas, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Third hour, straight ahead.